Okay, so, yeah, after our conversation tonight, and now that it's time for me to actually go to sleep, it's my turn, and I thought you might want to listen in as I tell you about what's going on in my mind. And so I thought of some ideas that I wanted to run by you. Now, I know that you told me that it's hard for you to sleep a lot, and I really do hate knowing that you're suffering because you can't sleep, so if I was there with you, I'd help you, or at least try. I definitely would be willing to give you a back rub. I know how my neck and shoulders get really tight and ache when I'm sleep deprived, so I'd start by rubbing your neck, and I have really small, soft hands, strong hands, so I'd start there at the base of your skull, along the sides, just lightly brushing over the skin and then gradually kneading harder and harder, just enjoying the sounds, the little moans that would definitely come. I know it's only because I'm helping you, and, you know, helping relieve the tightness and the pain, but I can't help but think about the fact that it sounds so much like you do when you get aroused. I can't help but react to it. My cheeks would definitely flush, and I'd start getting wet. I'd try and massage more of your shoulders, but t-shirts do make that a challenge, so I'd have to ask, will you take off your shirt for me, please? Simply trying to, hard to remember, this is just honestly about making you feel better, but helpless to be able to deny the fact that my heart would be pounding a little bit at the thought of you shirtless in front of me. My hands would get to touch more of your skin, so warm and soft. And of course you'd agree to take off your shirt, and I'd run my hands down your spine, caressing and gently going over your back before I started pressing harder, listening for those telltale moans indicating where and how to be touched. All of that bared flesh, I don't think I could help but want to lean down and just smell you, taking the scent of you into my lungs, and God, I bet you smell really good. So good. Of course you would notice and wouldn't be able to stop yourself from rolling over to look up at me. And as you looked into my eyes, I'd reach down to you again, my fingers gently rubbing the back of your neck, our eyes locked on each other. I'd see you bite your bottom lip. I don't think I could stop myself. Just the need to see what it tastes like. That desire, that want for that 1 second would just threaten to roar up and swallow me alive. I'd lean down and my face would get closer, I could hear my heartbeat pounding in my ears. My hands just resting on both sides of your neck. I just couldn't stop myself from doing it. I'd have to. I'd have to kiss you. Softly, at first. Just the mere brush of lips. And wanting more, your hand would come up, slide under my hair, and grab the back of my neck and pull me harder into you. It would knock my balance off and I'd fall against your chest as you kissed me back. Softly, at first, then harder and deeper. I know I wouldn't be able to keep myself from moaning against your lips. Oh. My hand sliding down to brush your collarbone, your bare chest. I've always had a fascination with guys' chests. Oh, just to feel that. The strength there, the heat. You'd roll all the way onto your back and bring me toppling down on top of you. So we were pressed together, belly to belly, kissing harder and faster. I could feel you already hard against my thigh. And that thought makes me so wet. God. Would you kiss me? Kiss my lips, my cheeks, my jaw. Trail kisses down my neck and lavish attention right there. Just reveling in the sounds that you know you could get out of me. Oh, God. You'd move your other hand to the hem of the bottom of my shirt to find my bare skin beneath it. You'd brush my side and around to my back as we continued to plunder each other's mouths. The lack of skin against yours would become unbearable. My shirt would have to go. And once my bare skin touched yours, we'd gasp and revel in that feeling. Breathing faster, feeling your rock-hard cock pushing into my side, demanding attention. How could I deny that? Deny you? So I'd reach down, cupping you first through your pants, and you'd let out a breath in surprise and a pleasured little gasp, bucking your hips, pressing yourself even harder into my waiting hands. Wicked grin lighting up my face. Oh, God, you feel so good. I love how you respond. I can't stop myself. I don't hesitate. Certain that if I think about this, I'll just regret it. But I can't regret it. I won't. I'd slip my hand inside your pants and underwear to find you. Rock hard, throbbing. Oh, fuck. So hot. You take your mouth off mine and groan loudly. Shit. God, the sounds you make me so hot. So damn wet. Oh, God. You know I've never been with anyone. But God, I want to be. I want that to be you. I'd want to touch you, taste you, and feel this. I'd give you a good squeeze, just to emphasize my point. I want this. I want you inside my tight little virgin pussy. Fuck. Oh, God. Would you? Would you give it to me? I've wanted it so damn bad. Please. God, please. Oh. I'd have to kiss you again. Hard and deep. As I start to slowly stroke you inside your pants. My small hands tight and sure against your hard dick. I don't know if it would be the begging, or the stroking, or the kissing. Probably some of all three, but finally, you'd give in. I could feel it, that moment of surrender. When your kisses got even more impassioned and you rolled me onto my back, pinning me down, growling my name before kissing a trail down my neck to my shoulder. Oh, God. Reaching under me, unclasping my bra, taking a second to murmur appreciatively at the sight before moving to suck one of my nipples in your mouth. Oh, fuck. God, you feel so good. I know you'd love the long, pleasured moans that would conjure in me. You'd kiss me, suckle and twist and knead my breasts before kissing further south and wrestling me out of my pants and panties. You'd spread my legs and look up my body into my eyes, just wanting to ask, being sure. Do you want this, Jenny? Do you want me to kiss you here? I don't think I'd be able to answer. Fuck, I'd be so turned on. So hungry. I could only nod. But I know you'd make me say it. I know you'd need to hear me say it. Tell me, Jenny. I'll only do it if you tell me you want it. Of course I'd have to answer you. And you know I do. Yes. Please. Please kiss me. Right there. Please. Oh, God. And I'd feel you. Your lips. Tongue. Licking and caressing. Sucking on my hardened clit. Sucking it into your mouth. Your lips on my wet pussy. Moaning so loud, trying hard to be quiet. God, I know he'd be so good. So fucking good. It wouldn't be long before I'd be screaming. Screaming your name. So hot. Fuck. Are you hard yet? You have to be. Oh, please. Just hearing how much you get to me make you that way. God, I hope so. I know you'd bring me shuddering and spasming around your fingers. God. I couldn't take it anymore. I'd tear your pants off and... God, I need it. Your pants would go and your underwear would very quickly follow before you'd finally lay down on top of me, rested between my thighs, your rock-hard cock poised at the entrance of my dripping wet pussy. And I know you'd kick me, you'd ask me again, are you sure? Sure that you want this. Yes. Yes. I need it. God, please take me. Take my virginity, please. I'm ready. Please, I need you inside me. Please. You press forward slowly, not wanting to hurt me. Kissing me. Nibbling on my earlobe. tickles. Oh, God. I'd want this. I'd want you to do it. Your throbbing cock buried deep inside me. Fucking me. Breaking me. I'd want you to fuck me. Slowly at first. In and out. Steady, strong rhythm. In and out of me. It wouldn't be soft and sweet for long. I'd need it faster. Oh, harder, please, harder. God, fuck me harder, please. Please, I need you. Fuck. Please. I know you could. I know you could bring me second time before you had to let go. Make me spasm around you, calling out your name. as I thrashed and bucked against your cock, milking you, getting every last drop deep inside me. God, to feel that. To feel the way you spasm and squirt, filling me with your hot cum. Feeling you come inside me. God, please. Oh, fuck, please come for me. I need you to come for me, please. Come for me, come for me now. Please, fuck, come for me. Oh, God, please, come with me. Oh, fuck. Such a delicious thought. You hold me. Wrap your arms around me, and I'd feel you still shuddering against me. The aftershocks. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. So good. Good night.